Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Rick Shields Golf Show podcast, episode 210. I'm your host, Rick Shields. I'm here with co-host Guy. It feels like it's been a really interesting week in many regards.
Elaborate.
It feels like there's lots going on, but lots of rumours, isn't there? But no hard-hitting evidence.
I do not need evidence to spread a good rumour.
We'll come on to those rumours in a little bit. But yeah, in general, it's been a
Are the rumours that I'm going to beat you when we next play golf? That's not a rumor, my friend. That is absolute truth with evidence. But carry on.
No evidence yet. it's been a fun week, a very good week. I hope everybody listening and watching are having a good week too.
What a nice way to start the podcast. I know. It's not like you.
I know.
It's not like me.
Well, it's called the Rick Shields Buddy Golf Show. No, it's been fantastic. You know what? You know what's really put a spring in my step? And I mean this.
Five-a-side football every Monday.
We've got five-a-side football tonight, yes. But more than that.
Go on.
These guys.
The listeners.
The listeners.
Oh, wow.
And the viewers. Because this week, you have honestly give my heart a little flutter.
Wow. Like,
you really have. You've done me proud this week, everybody listening and watching. So I'm pretty sure, was it last week's episode we talked about the reviews for the podcast?
We did. We said last week that we will pick somebody at random to win some unreleased merch. Merch is coming very soon. And the amount of reviews we've had, it's been...
It's not just the quantity. Like, we're nearly up to 3,000 reviews now. I'm pretty sure there's about 500 new reviews in the last week.
It's ridiculous.
It's the quality of review. I mean, some of them are just... I mean, some of them are dead simple. This one from a no-name source. A great podcast for golf news, general chat and laughs. Rick's good. Guy's great.
Well,
that was the one that you wrote.
Yes.
Sorry, Guy.
Well, one that's a bit strange here. We've got one and it says, great entertainment, a great listen for any golfer, good to get insights to how the videos are made. And then it says 5 out of 5. However, they've given it 2 out of 5 stars. It must have been a slip of the finger.
Well, to compensate for that, the next person's give 5 out of 5 stars, but also put in actual ratings, 7 out of 5 star podcast.
Oh, wow.
So it makes it up.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
we've got the stars back.
Genuinely, thank you so much. I have thoroughly, since last week, I've thoroughly enjoyed... I've just read one here. Top grade entertainment. I look forward to watching your podcast every week. I'm also a massive fan of your Friday episodes while having a few beers. And that's actually been written by, and this is in hard evidence,
go on,
Brooks Koepka.
Oh, wow.
It actually says, and that's not a message from Brooks, that's actually says, I'm sure it's probably not him, but the name they've used is Brooks Koepka.
Well, why don't we then? It's been such a good response. Stretch this out for one more week. Ooh. And then next week. So if you've not done a review yet and you think, you know what? I'm the kind of guy or girl that would give a 5-star review and I want to win a bit of merch. Now's your chance. One last chance. One last week. Apple Podcasts.
I'm going to tease something even more hard hitting.
Okay.
Okay. It's been a few years. Guys, you know. All right. It's been a few years.
Since you...
Bad days. Brogator.
Oh, yeah.
Jokes. We have rumoured merch a lot.
Mm.
A lot, a lot, a lot. And actually, on the back of the shelves here, we've actually got a few bits that we never even released. Well, right now, as things stand, merch is being made. Right now, as we are literally talking, it's being made.
Mm.
It will be on sale pre-Christmas. The date we are aiming for, earmarking.
Are we saying that date?
Oh.
I don't know if I was able to say that date just yet.
Oh. It'll be pre-Christmas,
yes.
Everybody. Pre-Christmas. So that's... Don't... You know, if you're like me, and you leave all your last minute Christmas shopping to the last minute,
All
your Christmas shopping to the last minute, you're going to love it because it is going to come out pre-Christmas. It'll be early enough to make you sweat a little bit. But believe us when we say, if you want to buy yourself or loved ones, friends, family, junior golfers, merch for the Rickshields Golf Show and the Rickshields in general, the Rickshields,
the mighty Rickshields.
Don't say it like that. But yeah, the great Sir Rickshields. then that will be on sale and delivered to your homes around the world pre-Christmas, ready for Santa to bring it down the chimney.
No, I won't say what I was going to say then.
And then everything else apart from that.
Yeah, so it's very exciting season for that reason. Not alone, but that is the merch, and we have sampled it. You might see that in the video coming out on Friday.
Oof.
No spoilers, but we did use it and it was good. But also, we have got an action-packed podcast today. And like you said at the very, very start, there's some rumours. And I think we should go in pretty quick on them because a lot of people will know over the last recent months and up until the last year or two, we've talked about LIV Golf and the pros, the cons, the PGA Tour, the pros, the cons. A lot of change in golf right now. It feels like it's been the biggest catalyst for change ever, I think, since LIV was formed. And TGL is starting at the end of this year, early next year.
I think, is it the 9th of Jan, the first?
Yeah,
first
I think there's some, I think there's, well, I had a look on the website before. I think it's actually December. I don't know if that's like a bit of a pilot one. We are going to start seeing TGL. Yes, there's a preview show on Saturday, December the 30th. And then TGL week one is Tuesday the 9th of January.
Have you heard the team so far?
The TGL is a tech golf league.
And a lot of people call it also the Tiger Golf League.
Because Tiger and Rory are big spearheads in it.
So there are team elements. There are players from the PGA Tour who are playing in this. The teams at the moment, Atlanta Drive Golf Club.
Mm-hmm.
I would kind of presume that's the Masters Golf Club, Atlanta Drive. That consists of, currently, Justin Thomas.
Mm.
That's the only person in that team, as far as I'm aware. Then you've got Boston Common Golf Club.
Mm.
Okay. That team is now full, from what I'm seeing. That team consists of Rory McIlroy, mm-hmm. Keegan Bradley, Adam Scott, and Tyrrell Hatton. I like that team.
Mm.
Keegan, I can live without.
Rory and Adam Scott, I'm big fans of.
I like Tyrrell a lot as well. Then you've got LAGC, right? On the branding so far, this might be my favourite team.
Okay.
Los Angeles Golf Club. And in fact, on the website, if you click on LAGC, they're going big. They've got their own website where it launches you straight to it. And on this team, if I'm not mistaken, Colin Morikawa, who has come out to say that the phone call for joining TGL was up there, if not bigger than the phone call he received for joining the Ryder Cup team 2023.
Now,
that was words that came out of his mouth.
Yeah, I think so. It's going to be quite a big topic for today's TGL. We've discussed it before. I think a lot more has come out about it now. And, you know, I actually can't wait to see what it looks like. Whether I enjoy it or not is a different question, but I actually can't wait because they've got big ambitions for it. The actual simulated screens, if you see how big they're going to be.
Yeah, massive.
Absolutely huge. And apparently the putting green is like four times the size of a basketball court inside a stadium. It's going to be very unique, whether it is ends up being gimmicky and boring or whether it be, it's an unbelievable level of entertainment that attracts new audience. That's the golden key, what they're after, aren't they? They want to attract an audience that would never normally be watching golf.
Lastly, there's two more teams.
Sorry.
New York team.
Yep.
No players or name really been made for that yet. And the San Fran team.
Correct.
So there's only really, Boston Common Golf Club is locked in by the looks of things. LA Golf Club has got Colin Morikawa. Atlanta Drive Golf Club has got Justin Thomas. And apart from that, nothing's quite nailed in yet. It doesn't feel that many days away before it kicks off.
Well, the thing is, it's not really competition to LIV Golf. It's a very different format. This is obviously running alongside the PGA Tour. It's these Monday night events. It's obviously designed to be very, very different. And but you would have thought they would have learnt some things from LIV Golf, good, bad and indifferent. And I think Colin Morikawa's statement that it's a bigger thing than the Ryder Cup phone call went down on social media like a lead balloon, because that was just a ridiculous statement to make, wasn't it? Let's be honest. And I think that has turned some people off already, to say, is this a bit ridiculous that you're already components playing in the Ryder Cup? Surely it's different level altogether. And then also on that, the news now is it's been confirmed that John Rahm has withdrawn from the TGL. He will not be playing in the TGL.
Well, I was going to come on to very quickly some of the names playing in it. Tiger Woods, yes. Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Colin Morikawa, Matt Fitzpatrick, Justin Rose, Xander Schauffele, Max Homer, Adam Scott, Billy Horschel, Tyrrell Hatton, Tommy Fleetwood, Shane Lowry, Tom Kim, Keegan Bradley, Thagala, Cameron Young, Patrick Cantlay, Wyndham Clark, Minwoo Lee, Kevin Kisner, and Lucas Glover. And there was a name on this list that you're right, eagle-eyed detectives around the world had noticed one name had missing off this list this week, which was a very infamous John Rahm.
So he was, that's the thing, he was on the list. He was confirmed to play. Somebody, I think it was like a really small golf podcast that kind of found it and leaked it on Twitter, and next thing it was going kind of semi-viral. And then and then the rumours were then, well, actually, if John Rahm was pulled out of TGL, does that mean he's joining LIV?
Dun, dun, dun.
So not long after, John Rahm released a statement on his own Twitter account, verified Twitter account, that says, I am sad to confirm that I will not be participating in the first TGL season. While I still think it's a great opportunity, right now it would require a level of commitment that I can't offer. Best of luck to everyone involved. It says involved, but should be involved, and may the best team win. Now, that could be literally what it says in the tin. I'm going to be too busy. I want to see my family. I don't think I want to play. I'm going to pull out of it. Is that the truth, though, or is there more behind this?
I mean, he could have potentially squashed quite a few rumours by in that statement. He knew there was a lot of rumours, I'm sure, going around about him joining LIV after pulling out of TGL. He could have quite easily squashed those rumours and in that statement said, by the way, I'm not joining LIV. Mm-hmm. He could have, but he didn't. So be it. Looking at it, though, as well, there's actually still quite a lot of high-profile players. He's not the only really high-profile player not to be participating in TGL. Current world number one, Scottie Scheffler, is not, as far as I'm aware on the website, is not committed to TGL.
Yeah, but isn't that the fact that John Rahm was and now isn't?
Oh, I know, but I'm saying, like, it's not as if, like, Victor Hovland isn't in there. To be honest, there's not many of the world's top 20 that's not in there, but a couple of names in there that you think, surprising that Scottie Scheffler's not, surprising that Victor Hovland's not. Like I said, unless they're going to be announced, you know, last minute announcements that get everyone excited.
Possibly, but that would make sense that say if Scottie Scheffler or Victor Hovland have been approached, they probably were, they might have said, you know what, it's not for me, or I actually genuinely don't have the time, I want to spend that Monday with family. I think where people have really got, this has become a story, is the fact that he was playing, and that would have taken time to weigh up, do I want to do it? What's the money like? Is it worth it? Okay, yeah, I'm going to do it. And then now he's suddenly not playing. I think that's where people start to think, is there something else going on?
I personally, and I might be wrong, I don't think there is. Mm-hmm. Personally, right now, I don't think there's anything else going on, because I know the way I would operate. I could quite easily get excited about something like this and go, yep, sign me up. I'm all in for it. Yep, sounds good. And then later going, oh, I've probably made a bit of a mistake there. I probably don't really have time. You never know what's going on with family life. Mm-hmm. You know, he's obviously got a little,
He's got two little kids.
You know, they might be looking to expand the family. They might be, you know, next year he might be going, you know, he might be thinking, right, next year, am I happy currently with only winning one major tournament, the Masters? Am I fully happy with that? He might go, you know what, I'm not. I want to win 10 major championships. I want to win 20 major championships. He might be going, this for me is not the time. I'm going to knuckle down. And anything that's not about me winning major tournaments is being washed out. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing any of that. Bar a 10-shot challenge with Rick Shields, I think he said. but, you know, those type of things. So I'm going to definitely give him the benefit of the doubt, and I don't believe there's anything other than his time is precious, and he has looked at this as an opportunity and got quite excited about it, and then on reflection gone, actually, I could do with a bit of time to go and win majors.
Mm. Another little rumour about why he may not be playing is that he is a minority owner of Topgolf. obviously there's Callaway sponsorship.
Of course.
And although this should help drive more kind of virtual golf, people hitting golf balls with launch monitor data, etc., I think it's obviously brought to, it's done by Full Swing, isn't it, I think?
I don't actually know the technology partner, is it Full Swing?
I think it is. Don't quote me on that. I'm pretty sure
it is. Well, Tiger does have an investment in Full Swing.
I think it's Full Swing, but don't quote me if I'm wrong. Is it some level of conflict? Actually, I don't know, but it does seem strange. And maybe we are getting too excited and actually nothing's changed and he just decided he's too busy and he doesn't want to play. But it does seem, for me, it seems a little bit strange. And maybe you should have addressed the Liv thing on the tweet. Maybe you thought, you know, I don't want to give Liv any attention. I won't even need to talk about it. And this might just be news today and it's gone tomorrow.
The screen, did you say the measurements before?
No, I didn't say that. I knew it was massive.
It's 64 feet wide and 46 feet tall.
Say that again.
The screen,
yeah,
is 64 feet wide.
So like that would be, if you hold that pull, it would be ridiculously big.
And it's 46 feet tall.
Oh my word.
And it is powered by Full Swing. The players will be hitting from a real grass tee.
Wow.
Which I think is good. There's also fairway lies, rough lies, and sand. So, you know, you can recreate those shots. And anything inside 50 yards, they actually play into a real green.
Yes.
Or synthetic green, but actual, it's not into the simulated play.
What are your thoughts on it now then? I know it's obviously, we're kind of getting a bit more information, things are coming out. Are you excited by it? Are you think it's going to be a gimmick? What do you think?
I am excited about it. I am genuinely, because I feel that short, digestible content like this is right up my street.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I'm not sure, a bit like the live conversation, I'm not sure how invested I'm ever going to get in a team.
Yeah.
You know, again, a lot of the teams are obviously US-based, Atlanta, Boston, LA, New York, San Fran. Again, if it was a UK team or an England, like, you feel almost like you straight away you're attached mm-hmm. to. Now, in America, if you're from New York, it's going to make sense to support the New York team. Mm-hmm. If you're from LA, it's going to make sense to support the LA team. I'm just not sure from an outsider, unless you're from those five states, not states, cities, you're not particularly some of them are states, you're not particularly going to say, yeah, I'm going to support that team, really. That's the only thing. You're going to end up picking a team that you like the players of.
Mm.
There's a shot clock.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So players only get 40 seconds to hit the shot, and if they don't, they get a one-stroke penalty. There'll actually be a referee, a seasoned referee, when it comes to refereeing top athletes in pressure situations. Not particularly saying golf. They'll be assisted by a golf rules expert in the booth. So you'll have a referee, not particularly a golf expert, and then you'll actually have a golf rules expert in the booth also. There's timeouts. Each team has 4 timeouts per match. They have to do this symbol. They can use 2 timeouts in triples.
They're doing that alternate shot, essentially.
And then 2 timeouts in singles. And it's use them or lose them situation. No carryovers.
And how many? Do you know how many events there actually are?
Let me see.
I don't know if it says. It says weekly competition, but it can't be every single week, obviously.
No.
So it's from January.
I don't know.
Schedule. I don't think there is a full schedule announcement yet.
No, it's not. Stay tuned for the full schedule announcement, which will be coming soon.
I think I'm excited to see what it actually looks like. I mean, there's images on here, like kind of almost cartoony CAD style designs of this massive indoor arena that looks incredible.
You know what, though? There's not many spectators. There's only 1,500 spectators.
Right.
It's not
a lot at all,
not
is it?
Not really. You know, you'd think something like this, if it was done in like a huge soccer stadium as they have over there, or NFL stadium, like you'd get 60, 70,000. But I suppose they're not going to, I don't think they'd fill those seats. Maybe 1,500 right now is the right number of seats to be filling for an event like this.
What do you think, though, as well? This is why I still find it difficult, as much as I'm excited to see what it looks like, that it has to still stand for something. I know it's a bit of fun, it's kind of entertainment, and it's going to be shorter and more digestible, and I'm happy with all that. It makes perfect sense. But the guys are all competitive, obviously, but are they actually that bothered about winning the event? Does it actually move the needle? Does it change anything if they do win one? I think that's where it's going to be difficult to get behind it and get super excited by it.
I'll tell you who will be bothered are the team owners.
Yes.
So currently, 4 of the 6 teams' ownership groups have been announced.
Mm.
So TGL Atlanta, led by Arthur Blank, AMB Sports and Entertainment. The Boston team is led by John Henry, Tom Werner, and Fenway Sports Group.
Who own Liverpool.
Who own Liverpool. Los Angeles Golf Club is led by Alex Ohanian from LA Angel City Football Club, Serena Williams, Venus Williams, a few other people, and Michelle Wee West.
Mm.
And then TGL New York is led by Stephen Cohen, who owns the New York Mets.
Does all this, though, just make you feel like it's just all about money? Like, the fact that they've all got investors, obviously, does that just mean they're all there for a return on investment?
I suppose, yes. I don't...
You okay, Matt?
You still got your footy boots on. I don't mind at all, in any walk of life, if you make someone's life easier,
mm-hmm.
better,
mm-hmm.
you entertain people or you help people, make as much money as you want.
Mm-hmm.
So like Apple,
yeah,
they've made our lives better.
Mm.
That company deserves to be a multi-trillionaire company. Tiger Woods, he's made my life better. He should be a multi-trillionaire. So, do you know what I mean? Because he's entertainment. Yeah. I think if it's entertainment or it's helping people or it's making our lives better, make all as much money as you want.
Mm-hmm.
I've got no problems with that at all.
No, I don't disagree. I just think that, like, do we need to know who the team owners are? That's what I mean.
It's very American, yeah, that, though, isn't
it? It's like, I want to know about why this is going to be so good to watch and then get bought, buy into it and then pay with my viewing time, essentially. And then, like you said, whoever then makes money off that for dues, I'll get served adverts, I'm sure. They might get hold of my data if I decide to sign up to become a member of whatever they offer, whatever it looks like. So from there, like you said, if the product's good, for dues make a load of money. But when it's just launching now, I don't know as a consumer, as a viewer, as a potential fan, do I care who owns what team and who's the investors? I don't really. I don't know why that's so plastered all over it. But
I do think that, and again, this is no disrespect to our US audience because we love the US, but I do feel like that's very much come from the US market.
Possibly.
Like, I remember growing up, obviously supporting Manchester United. I never knew who owned United really before the Glazers came in and bought it. Maybe because I was too young and I was a bit naive and didn't realise. But I feel like it's now very, very known who owns what and, you know, their background.
Yeah.
I feel like the public do love that as well. Like to know, God, you own the New York Mets or, you know, whatever it may be. I think it is powerful. The other big mad thing, I'm just on the Boston Common Golf kind of website here now. You can buy merch.
Yeah, seeing that.
So you can buy Boston Common Golf merch. What I'm very interested to know of, the 4 players playing for Boston Golf Club, they're not all sponsored by the same clothing manufacturer.
Yeah.
What will they all be wearing when it comes to the actual event? Do they have to be careful not to get kind of, again, either accused of copying or be inspired by Liv by wearing matching outfits? But certainly on the website here, they've got colorways. So common green, earth white, Boston Vault, and navy are their colorways.
Nice.
Like they're gonna have to wear that, surely.
It's exciting, and like, I think all of this talk, all of these new kind of types of golf is only gonna benefit golf, surely. And if it does attract more younger people or more different people who would not normally commit to watching golf for 4 days in a row and find it particularly exciting, if they then come to golf and like it, and then we see more people at driving ranges and people take up the game, it has to be a good thing.
Name me a random Live team, like a random one.
Smash.
Okay. I want to just see something very quickly. So Smash, yeah. So Smash GC, mm-hmm. I mean, you'd argue they've got one of the bigger players with obviously Brooks Koepka. Their Instagram follower is 19,500 followers,
mm-hmm.
okay, with 454 posts. They've been going for a couple of years, obviously. Boston Common,
mm-hmm.
with Rory McIlroy, Keegan Bradley, Adam Scott, and Tyrrell Hatton, have 6,600,
mm-hmm.
only done 17 posts,
yeah.
and only been going, a couple of months? Mm. What I'm just intrigued to see, we've never seen this in golf until the last few kind of years, like these little mini franchises where there's four players, four professional players playing for the same team, all kind of got their independence in the sense that kind of these little franchises all independent. How is it all going to work? Like, it's a crazy world for golf right now.
It is, and it's exciting, and we will, I'm sure, watch it.
I am excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too. It's like,
I'm excited to I'm very fond of digestible content.
I think I'm excited. I just don't want them to, like, the Colin Morikawa thing was a bit over the top.
Awful.
Like, I want them to not make mistakes like that. And that's why I said before, they've learned off Liv some of the things that, you know, Taylor Gooch saying that the Liv stuff was bigger than the Ryder Cup and all that ages ago. Like, these guys should, you know, be honest and be open about how they feel about things, but like, they should have learned from the things that Liv have done well and done badly. So
just a quick one. Do we know if these guys are getting paid a squillion?
Oh, they will be. Yeah. I don't know.
They might not be a squillion.
It might be half a squillion. So well, that's why John Rahm won't play. He wants a bit more than half a squillion, you see.
And where would he get that from?
Rick Shields Golf, if he comes on the channel.
Yep.
Or Liv. Maybe, I don't know. No, I just hope it doesn't become cheesy. That's my thing. If, as long as it can stay, I mean, the team names aren't horrendous so far. The merch, that looks quite good. You know, the idea is okay. But I don't want to start hearing how it's more of a bigger call-up than getting called up for the Ryder Cup, because that, we know that's not true. So don't lie to us. We're not silly.
The Los Angeles Golf Club is the best one so far.
Well, you could support them.
But what's weird, is there not a Los Angeles Golf Club?
LAGC, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying, though. But their team...
Yeah, I don't know.
Colin Morikawa's team is Los Angeles Golf Club.
Yeah. Anyway, on from that, though, one guy who obviously will be playing, or supposed to be playing, is Tiger Woods. He has been seen this week, just gone, caddying for his son, Charlie. And Tiger's looking fit. He's carrying the golf bag.
He's always looking fit.
Yeah, but he's looking like he's walking a lot better. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
He looks healthy.
He looks like he's walking better in the clips I've seen.
He caddied for 3 days.
Well, there you go. You don't caddy carrying a golf bag. And this isn't like although Charlie's his son, it's not like he's got children with small clubs and stuff. As he'll have 14, obviously, fully sized clubs, yeah. A heavy bag. You know, this certainly simulator golf with no walking, Tiger might thrive.
Yeah. Well, yeah, definitely.
I'm excited to see him back. I think...
I wonder what's his first... Because there's rumours that he's going to be playing his own event at the end of the year, isn't there? The world...
The Hero World, is it?
Yeah, because there's one spot available left and it's not...
Who knows? I think, you know, this year, 2024, for golf, you know, if Liv does recruit a couple more big-name players... And that kind of has some more steam. The PGA Tour, what's going to happen? There's obviously rumours of new investment that the whole PIF framework agreement may not be happening. How's that going to look? Obviously, there's TGL. It's an exciting time for golf, for YouTube golf.
YouTube golf, obviously.
YouTube Masters, potentially. We know that's obviously always in the background, bubbling.
It's going to be the biggest event of the year. Stuff your major championships.
Wow.
Your Ryder Cups, if there's not one next year, your bloody TGLs or your Liv. When those players get the phone call from me saying,
yep,
you've been invited to come and play in the YouTube Major 2023.
Yep. That'll be the best day of their life, bar none. Forget getting married or the birth of the first child.
It's going to be all about
that. Playing golf with Rick Shields. Yeah,
oh, it is. In the event, anyway. So, I feel like I want to talk more about Tiger.
Got to talk about Tiger. Give me five things now that you love about Tiger, in no particular order. I want five.
Oh, that's a good one. Five.
Do I want to help you?
Well, no, I've got them.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll do my five if they're not the same. We'll do five each.
All right. He walks on water.
Yep.
Okay,
doesn't drown.
Yours next.
He has got an amazing golf swing. Simple as that.
He, forget major tournaments, okay?
Yep.
He is the greatest golfer that's ever lived.
Yep.
I don't even count major tournaments anymore.
He puts with a traditional heel-toe putter and his stroke just looks effortless.
I bet you quite like it. He still has a conventional grip too.
Yes, I do very much like that.
I like the fact that he, even when he's not playing well, final day,
yep,
he still wears red.
Nah, nice.
Even if he's just made the cut, he still wears red.
I like, my third one, I like how he gets paid $1 squillion off Nike, but wears FootJoy shoes because he can. Who's going to tell him not to?
I like the fact that he should earn another $1 squillion because it's Tiger Woods.
I like the fact that he won three US junior amateurs in a row and then three US amateurs in a row. So he won essentially the six biggest events he could win in a year, 1 year, next year, next year, next year, next year.
I like the fact he's called Tiger.
Yep.
Imagine if the greatest player that ever lived was actually called Eldrick.
Well, he is, isn't he?
I know, but...
If he actually was called Eldrick.
If every trophy... Imagine how bad that advert would be. No, I'm Eldrick. No, I'm Eldrick.
I am Eldrick.
Where it's like, no, I'm Tiger.
But would Eldrick be cool though now?
Imagine how many more kids would be called Eldrick. Yep. If Eldrick...
Well, your son wouldn't be called Tiger, would he? If he was...
Exactly.
Yeah, so, yeah, I love Tiger Woods. And it's great to see him back walking. And okay, that's fine. You can love him more.
He's going to be back. He's going to be back and he's going to win majors.
Well, I'll tell you what else is exciting and what's coming around the corner. It is very much fast approaching golf equipment silly season. I think we might have mentioned it recently. We have had to sign some embargoes with some brands. You don't even know we've done this. But so we've gone over this before. But
so if you've signed them and I've not, it's all right for me to talk about it.
Absolutely. I'll go to prison. So we've spoke this before. One thing I'd like to just cover briefly and before, again, the silly season hits us. And when we say silly season, we've got products coming from a lot of the big golf manufacturers, certainly drivers, and it's that exciting time where you will test them, see if they're bigger, better, faster, longer, sexier, to be honest with you as well. You're a good judge of sexiness with the driver, aren't you? What's sure the sexiest driver on the market right now?
Do you know what I'm actually going to put in the bag?
Go on.
Soon, just for a little test.
Go on.
The Adams.
Wow, okay. Yep, good personality, not the best looks. But yeah, we obviously work very, very loosely with golf brands. So they will send us the product. Sometimes we buy it. It depends on what the product is. They will tell us about it ahead of launch and send us samples so that we can then review it and get the video ready for when the embargo lifts. And that really is where the relationship ends. So it's very, very simple. If you say a driver is rubbish, you say a driver's rubbish. If you say it's great, you say it's great. And it's that simple.
But I'll give justified reasons why absolutely. It's rubbish. There'll be some opinion as well, but... Like personal opinion, which obviously I think a lot of people appreciate, but as in if the data doesn't stack up to the claims.
I think one of the things that we don't get anymore, but used to when the channel was much smaller, was people, and I understand this, would think that because you're getting the driver free, that you're going to give it a great review. Because to most people, and understandably, if you've got a free driver that's worth £500, that'd be unbelievable. But to you now, and this isn't a bad thing to kind of admit, getting sent golf equipment, as fun as it is, the novelty sort of just worn off, hasn't it? Like if you test a driver now and it's all right and you give it a fine review, it doesn't mean you can put it in the bag suddenly because it's exciting. It just stays in the storage cupboard.
Exactly.
And we keep it further testing.
I wouldn't have had that ping driver in the bag for so long, or, you know, I've had clubs in the bag for so long and I've tested ones in between that. Like, you know, I think when I very first started testing, I was a bit of a magpie and got attracted by nice new shiny things. But obviously, as time has gone on, a little bit more realistic with club expectations and how they perform.
Well, the way I sometimes say it to people, obviously, I'm lucky that I use some of your bits or whatever, but like, not this happens very often, but if I've got a good round of golf going and I get to the 18th tee and I need to hit my driver, I stand over that thinking I need to hit a good drive. I don't care if my driver's 3 years old, 5 years old, or came out last week. It has to be a driver that you trust. And that novelty, as nice as it is to put something shiny new in, it does wear off if it's not performing. Just on that, in a video we're going to be filming this week, I won't kind of say when and where, I'll keep a bit secret, but Ping Golf are launching a new service. I won't say too much about it, but it's basically the absolute ultimate fitting for a putter. Ping were launched as a putter brand, were known as being the best putters for a long time. I think it's fair to say that's not really how they're seen anymore. Ping are very much seen now as a driver brand, iron brand, and the putters, I would say, come after that, really, in a lot of people's opinions.
Yeah, I feel like Ping probably aren't number one in any category, but they're a close second or third in almost every category.
Yeah, I don't know where they sit in metals. I think they're...
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Up there, but you said it could be one. I don't know, Callaway, TaylorMade, you've got obviously a few big brands, haven't you?
That's what I mean. But Ping don't really dominate any particular category. But they're very, 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 very good in everything, aren't they?
It's good. And I remember when, again, we started the same kind of era in 97. Ping putters, the answer putter was the absolute one. It was Scotty Cameron's working. Nice. Scotty Cameron's were starting to really gain more prominence as well. And obviously with Tiger in 97 or whatever using one, they really kind of went off from there. But this experience, you are going to get fitted in this really kind of in-depth way for a Ping putter that can then be customised. And you're going to review the kind of whole process, and you know you will tell it warts and all. It's a very expensive process. We'll come into all that in the full video of how much it costs and what you get for that.
You know, I did want to ask you. Go on. Get the putter for that price?
Yes.
All right, I was going to say.
Yeah,
the putter wasn't included. Correct? Well, I know the price. But
yeah,
I was like,
it's a lot of money.
Okay. So we'll unveil a bit more of that in next week's podcast.
Yes. So it's exciting to see what it's like.
But we are making a main channel video for that as well.
And this is why I know videos. Hopefully should be good videos, and when we are genuinely excited to see what's going to happen, whether that be testing a legal golf club or whatever it looks like. With this, I'm excited because again the price is extortionate, to know what level of service do you get, what is that finished product going to be like, will it improve your game? And obviously Ping and brands that do these kind of things know that they're going after a tiny, tiny, tiny percentage of the market. Most people would never in the million years dream of spending this amount of money to go for a club fitting. But for those few percent who do, either multimillionaires or people who just absolutely love golf more than anything, is it worth it? Time will tell. It's exciting.
A couple of ones before I come on some questions. I definitely want to talk about this. There's a channel, a YouTube channel that we've done some videos with. Okay. We can be considered being channel friends.
Friends, okay.
This might change.
Oh, no. Beef.
Okay. Because they're really, really knocking me off.
Is this beef now?
Kind of.
Beef with Rick.
There's a channel out there. Now, I'd like to think in the YouTube golf community, everyone's quite fair. Everyone's quite... You don't know what I'm going to say, Eddie.
I
can tell you're a bit worried.
No, I'm chomping at the bit.
You know, everyone's quite fair. And, you know, I feel like people share good shots around. You know, no channel's too greedy. Okay? No channel goes out there and kind of steals too many of the amazing, incredible shots. It's changed.
Okay.
There's a channel out there, little known channel called Good, I think they're called.
Okay. The new golf videos.
Golf videos. All right, okay. Have you seen? They've had another hole in one on a par four.
It is insane.
So Matt Scharf, who is currently now, was it about 3 years ago, he had a hole in one of the par four that was about 270, 280 yard par four. And it was when Micah Morris was still in good, and Micah Morris hit the pin and then someone else put it close, and then Matt Schaff actually holed it on a par four on camera. Fast forward a year, they're playing the Bears Trap, which is PGA National Golf Club, one of the hardest golf courses in the world. Par three coming in the stretch, I think it's the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Schaff on camera gets another hole in one.
It is.
Now, bear it in mind, right? Odds of hole in one par four.
Oh, par four.
Okay.
Is it 12,500 to 1 on a par three?
Oh my God, is that really the odds, right? On a par three, the odds are 12,500 to 1. Okay.
Yep, I've only had two, so.
On a par four.
50,000 to one.
Higher.
100,000 to one.
Higher.
200,000 to one.
6 million to one.
Oh, my word.
The odds of having a hole in one on a par four is 6 million to one.
Wow.
Matt Sharp this week, or good, this week, have released a video where he's done it again on camera on a par four. Now, this time, you don't actually see the ball drop. Unfortunately, I mean, you're not going to have a camera on the green at 360 yards away. The pin's just tucked behind this little bunker, but the ball's tracking. It comes off this bank. It's rolling down. They're all like, oh my God, look, that looks like it's going to go in. And as they get down there, Garrett and Stephen get down there. They're in the buggy and suddenly they look in the hole. It's in the bloody hole. There's a chance. I mean, they've put on the title of the video, 1 billion to 1.
For two hole-in-ones on par fours, though, for one person to do it in their career, that must be 1 billion to 1.
On camera?
Yeah.
In a period of 3 years or something. I mean, it's absolutely bonkers. I mean, fair bloody play. Listen, I started this little chat with a bit of jest chat that I'm obviously a bit narked off that they've had these massive hole-in-ones on the channel. Just throw us a bone. Let us have one hole-in-one.
Yeah, I mean, I've only holed out from 130 on the video. It doesn't really count, does it? It's not hole-in-one, but...
It really doesn't. odds of holing out from 130 yards.
I bet
odds
that's still high. What's your longest hole on camera?
Don't know. Not that far.
Thank you.
Odds from holing out from 100... It's not a competition, this.
It is, absolutely competition.
Yards. Golf. 10 to 1.
Oh, God. I don't really want to hole out anyway.
10 to 1 chance.
It's not. I like hitting it close and then knocking the putt in. More satisfying.
How crazy is that? Fair bloody dues. I mean, it's ridiculous to have it on camera. I mean, they're obviously good players.
Well,
we've done work with them. I wonder how much shorter the odds are when you actually base it on a six players of high quality who can hit the ball a long way.
Well, that's the thing. Like you said, there's six of them. Jokes aside, if you go out filming on your own, there's one of you. There's six of them. They're all really good players. They hit it a long way. These things happen. I mean, when you've got six good golfers playing golf, I don't know how often they play, but hell of a lot trying to make all the content that they do. These crazy moments are going to happen, and the fact they're on video is just class.
So I've got an idea.
Go on.
Okay. This is my cunning plan.
Okay.
Moving forward, we ring the golf club.
Yep.
Okay. And there was one golf course that did the opposite to Ashridge last year, where you actually held out, weirdly enough. It's quite ironic that I'm even saying this then. I felt like on that day, bar the first, the pins were tripped up.
Yes.
I think now we go and before every round of golf, break 75, whatever it may be, we go around every single hole before and tell the greenkeeper where to cut them. Put them in like these little bowls and feed it all in.
Okay? I like that.
From now on.
Because we need to get a hole in one on camera.
We want... Our objective in life now, okay?
Yeah.
Hole in one on the par five. Okay? Hole in one. What's the odds on that?
Now that's... I think you could do it at Stockport. No, maybe you could. There's that real sharp dog leg, but I don't think you could.
Odds of a hole in one on the par five. Doesn't even give you one. Doesn't even give you odds.
Yeah, it's not going it's a tough ask. It's a big ask. Before we get on to some questions, Rick, from my friends on the Facebook group, you're still looking for hole in one on the par five, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're not going to find it.
Apparently it's happened.
Oh, I think it has. It has happened. It's called a condor.
Really?
It'll be one, though, where it's like an absolute ridiculous dog leg and you can hit it over. Because there is some par fives like that, isn't there, where it's just this crazy dog leg.
Okay. Well, sod it. There's a couple of par sixes in the world.
Okay, hole in one on that.
Hole in one on the par six.
What about just don't play the hole and get hole in zero? Does that work?
That's some scientific.
Hole in ones are overrated anyway. Rick, before we get on some questions from Facebook, I wanted to run something by you. I want a more serious Rick for this, please. Uh-oh. So none of the tomfoolery.
I've been very serious this podcast.
Talk to me about careers at Rick Shields.
Is this your appraisal?
Yeah, I've worked hard this last year.
Yes, we are recruiting. Now, this is not normally something we massively talk about on the podcast. The team is growing, as always. We're so happy with the amazing team we have here at Rick Shields, but we have got three brand new positions.
Three. Wow.
We need a co-host for the podcast.
We need a Rick Shields clone that can get hole in ones. If you've got a beard and you're off below 10, you're on a job.
If you can hit it 700 yards and you've got a beard, you've got a job. Yeah, holding one expert.
Yeah.
A new co-host for the podcast.
I would like a new co-host, actually. That would be good.
So, no, realistically, Matt, our fantastic podcast, Matt. I was going to say he's leaving us. But
he's leaving this room to go into the other one.
He is changing role. So we are looking for a new up-and-coming podcast. Cast manager. If you want to be the new Matt and you've got skills in not only audio editing, video editing, social media, booking guests, yeah, we want guests. Yeah. We want Tiger. If you can come and book Tiger Woods, we want you as our new podcast manager.
Correct.
And the many, many more responsibilities, but the rewards are incredibly, incredibly beneficial. Then you can apply for any of these jobs at rickshields.com/careers. I'll put a link in the top line of the description. Matt, please do put that link in.
Yes.
I know you don't want to be replaced, but
you know what's
you're not being replaced. No one can replace you, Matt.
No. What if a new one's the role's called Matt? Fresh Matt. Have a new fresh Matt. He's really does CrossFit every single morning. He's dead strong.
Is that not what you get when, like, you know, at your front door you get a fresh Matt? Like the mat's got a bit worn out, so you get a nice fresh mat for the front door.
I would like a Matt can't be replaced. But what this does mean for those people listening who say, "Yeah, that's great," but I've got a job. I work in finance. I don't want to. I live in America, so what? I don't care about that job. However, the new podcast person, because Matt does this kind of part time, I do other roles within the business so well. He's so busy. We're going to have much more focus on the podcast. So we're talking more guests, more features, more everything, better, bigger, better. For 2024.
And we have got two more recruits. So if you want to find out what other roles, I'm going to keep a bit of mystery. What other roles are available here at rickshields.com/careers? Check out the website, rickshields.com/careers.
Have you got a new website?
There's a new website. It's called rickshields.com.
How do I spell Shields?
S-H-I-E-L-S.
Oh, I thought it was E before I.
Nope. It's not S-H-E-E-L-S. It's not S-H-I-E-L-D-S. It's not S-H-E-I-L-S. It's not S-H-E-I-L-D-S.
You've lost me now, which one actually is.
It's Rick, R-S-E-K.
Yep.
Shields, yes. S-H-I-E-L-S, no D, L-S dot com.
I would go onto your website, but I like watching videos, and I'm not really into websites that much.
Ha, 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 ha. We've designed a new website, which makes it easier. This website, we love YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? But have that on record. YouTube bots listening, we love YouTube a lot. However, this website is better than YouTube. If you want to navigate content, not only from the main channel, but from the hit channel, which, by the way, more videos will be coming soon.
Yes.
And the website with the careers might explain why there's not been as many videos soon, because we are recruiting for the hit channel.
Yes.
If you want to find a designated page, you think, you know what, I need to get better at golf. I like Rick's tips. He does a bloody good job. If you want to go on and go, you know what? I want to find out all of Rick's coaching content in one place. Mm-hmm. On the website, at the top, there is a tab that says coaching, and all of my coaching videos, past and present, are available to binge. There's also a platform for your favorite podcast, Rick Shields Golf Show podcast, and little secret, everybody listening and watching, right down at the bottom, there's a little RS merch coming soon tab. This right there, that spot right there, is very soon, pre-Christmas, is where you're going to be able to buy Rick Shields merch.
That's all well and good. I'm excited about, but you know, I guess, you know, in my humble opinion, your website has been very, very made for desktop, and it's not really optimized for phone, which is where I normally prefer to browse my websites. Am I wrong?
Yes.
Oh right, I am wrong.
The website.
He's
optimized for mobile phone usage.
Well, all right then. What about tablets?
Tablet optimization activated.
Apple Watch. In a way, I think you can open it on Apple Watch.
You can if you want to go on the website on your Oculus Quest.
Oh, holy mother!
In VR world, and you want to get absorbed into the world of golf videos made here through the channels, you knock yourself out.
I thought you'd say something else then.
No, we'll save that. Not,
yeah. Okay, well, that's great. I must admit, people that visit the rickshields.com website, I class as family, because they mean that much to me. If you go on that rickshields.com, you're a close friend, and a family member.
And hopefully, if we can get it set up very quickly before this podcast goes live, there'll be a little pop-up that says, join the Rick Shields newsletter, which, believe me, you are not going to want to miss out on, because you're going to be getting some incredible special deals.
Yep.
You're going to see access to content that's never been seen before, and you will be told before anybody in the world what is coming out next and new and fresh and where to buy and where to do stuff.
Imagine the newsletter was just about your life. So it's like, today, Rick had his haircut. Today, Rick was going to have a Subway and then having Five Guys.
I like that.
Yeah, but anyway, so that's the website. If you want to go and check it out. If you don't, also do. But our Facebook group will never die. Because Facebook will never die. Our Facebook group members, they are our close allies. And we stick with each other through thick and thin. And every week we ask for questions. They provide us high quality content for said podcast. Do you want some questions, Rick?
I've got some.
All right. Oh.
I've already got it pulled up.
Oh, wow. I've got them all.
Go for it. Okay. Fire.
Well, I'm going to ask one from Kevin Best. He said, I've got 10-year-old irons, Titleist AP1 710s. How much better are the new irons today? Would it be worth the upgrade?
I must admit, that sort of age gap, yes. Mm-hmm. I think in iron technology has improved enormously. And even though it might not be so much the technology has improved, the fact that 10-year-old irons, they're going to get a bit battered, the grooves are going to start to wear out, the lies in the loft might have changed over all that time, the shafts might not be as nice as they were doing, whether you've had them re-gripped, etc. It's definitely worth going to a club fitting, taking your AP1 710s, testing them up against the brand new top of the line T200s or whatever it may be, or T100s or 150s or whatever, and just see what the numbers and how you feel the difference is.
I agree wholeheartedly. However, on a counter to that, I would also say, if you've got those irons, anyone listening, I used to have those irons. They're actually a great set of irons. If you don't want to swap, brilliant, they're a great set of irons. But if you fancy a swap, you probably will find a game.
What I'm saying, those set of irons straight out the box, fresh today.
Oh, be, yeah, correct. It's
more, I'm more talking about the erosion of those 3 years.
Because they're a forged head, the lofts, like you said, might have literally have changed if they've been hit a lot as well, and the grooves and stuff like you alluded to. But equally, they were a good set of golf clubs.
I've got a question here. Fred Van Ert. Top contributor.
What was that noise?
Ert. It's O-O-R-D-T.
Oh.
Ert.
Stub me toe it, Ert.
When is Rick, me, having a lesson with Dan Grieve?
It's funny because I also screenshotted that one because you had a lesson with Dan Grieve on Friday.
I did.
And
I went under the radar, guy. I went solo. I went down to Woburn.
On his social media feed. It was really...
I didn't post anything.
No, he did.
I know. He asked me. I said, no, Dan. No, he did ask me. I said, yeah, you can. went down there. Originally, I was going to be going down there 3 weeks ago. And I really wanted to go and spend some time with Dan off camera, off the radar, just me and him working on short game. Because obviously it's an area of my game that I really need to improve. And I've been working tremendously hard recently on my full swing, like outrageously hard, to the point where the kids have been holding my hands this weekend and they've been touching like the calluses on my hands and going, what's this, daddy? Seriously, my hands are like, I'm like a builder.
Wow.
Builders have been going, what the hell are you talking about?
Some guys were on a roof. From like 6 a.m, first light till 4 in the afternoon, absolutely knackered, making ends meet, gets home, his wife's there, she's got bangs and mash on the table. You're all right, Stu, I love him, bloody knackered. But mortgage is getting paid anyway, he's earned his crust. Rick Shields has swanned off down to Woburn.
I've gone next door, I've gone next there, hitting balls. My hands have been getting rough recently. Anyway, so I've been hitting lots of golf balls, but needed to work on my short game. Wanted to book in with Dan. Tried to get in with 3 weeks ago. We got rained off, unfortunately. The golf course and the short game area was flooded. Went down again on Friday. I reckon we spent... how many hours? 6 hours, maybe 7 hours working on short game.
Wow.
So...
you've got no excuse to be one of the best golfers in the world, really, have you?
That's my plan.
Yeah.
That's where I'm setting my goals now.
A good start would be best golfer in this room. That'd be a good start. <You're a dick. laughs> Then best golfer in the business, feet and head. And then Salford, Manchester, we'll work
on
it.
I'm working outwards.
Well, you've been the best golfer in the car on your way down there.
I don't know at the moment if I'm the best golfer in my house. So I went down there. I grafted like crazy. And yeah. The reason why we didn't do it on video, because I feel like the video that we did, it's an incredible video. Lots of people really enjoyed that. The feedback from Dan was very, very positive in the fact that, he's received a lot of business from it, sold a lot of books, etc., which is great for him. It's had 1.2 million views. I think at the time, because I was so focused on making a video, I wasn't focused on actually having a lesson.
Mm, makes sense.
Only if it was documented, in a 1 hour, 3 minute video, yeah. But I'm too lazy to do that. So I've not watched it back. So I went down there with him and genuinely, I really, 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 really feel like a light bulb moment.
Sorry, what's that now? Oh, sorry, it's just Dan selling more books.
No, I genuinely think I've cracked it.
Okay, well, so proof will be in the pudding.
Well, I need to practice. Yeah, it's not there yet. But the instruction, the guidance, the shots, the different variety of shots, we're hitting from different lies, different types of sand. We did dry sand, wet sand, compact sand. We did lots of pitching as well. We had a little challenge at the end, me versus Dan, first to five. It was 4-all, and I bottled it on the last shot. But that'll come. That's an improvement. So. Yeah, with the long game working nicely and the short game will get sharper. I cannot wait for the rest of this year and moving into 2024.
Exciting stuff. I've got a question for you, Rick. This might end up being a short clip as well. So let's hear your best advice on this. This question is from Stu Hamlet. And if, Rick, I was to say to you that I walked into a shop and I grabbed something off the shelf and walked out without paying, what would you be classed that as?
Theft.
Correct. I want you to answer this question now. Is this theft or not? From Stu Hamlet. Is it okay to go to a golf club, use a practice putting green and the chipping area with no real intention of paying a green fee to play on it or join as a member? Seems like it's more accepted in the US than here in the UK. So picture the scene. You rock up to a golf club. You stroll on with a wedge of the putter, 3 balls in your pocket. You start to practice putt, you start to chip. You don't want to pay a green fee, don't go in the pro shop. No one knows. You dress like a golfer. You look like a golfer. You are a golfer. Is it theft?
It's a good one.
Think long and hard, because you're the voice of
the authorities.
Golf. Because if you say yes now, then people will say, well, Rick Shields said it could. If you say no, and it is theft, then people, come on, have a bit of fun, let your hair down.
So this is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Going into a pro shop and taking things off the shelf, that's wrong. That's theft.
Okay. What about if it was a pencil?
It's a grey area.
This is the thing, you see.
It's a grey area.
You're
about a trolley handle?
Right, let's play it out. You're a pro, and I walk in. Hey, Rick.
Mr. Charnock.
Hey, you are. What, I mean, is it 10:20 I'm out?
It's actually 10:18. You're
10:18. Yeah, okay, I just grab that pencil. Where a pencil there? Do me score. Do.
My thing score card before you played.
Just put my name on. Right, I'm a score. I'm going to shoot. I'm going to shoot 64 today. I write it on, and then what I do then is I put the pencil on the scorecard, fold it in half, put it in my back pocket, and walk out. You're not going to say anything. It's 10p pencil, maybe 12p in today's climate. That's not theft.
Are you a member?
Yeah, I'm a member.
Okay, that's fine. I'll just charge it into your account.
Petty, that is. What if I took a Kit Kat Junkie now? That's theft.
Yeah.
So there's an area there of about 30p where we define theft. If I took a stealth drive off the shelf, that's theft. What about if I go to the chipping green as a non-member, a non-visitor?
Well, how funny is it? What have I done at lunchtime that could be perceived as something quite similar to that?
Today? Oh, you did? Yeah, you did. You theft. You robbed it.
Do you think that was theft today?
In a sense, yeah.
Let the audience decide. Well, let Matt decide.
You walked into a post office and said empty the till. So, walked out with 10 grand in your back pocket. I think that's theft.
But if it makes for a good video.
It actually was in a post office as well, we did. So, Matt, it's just theft.
Right. Went to a post office today. So when we played a golf club recently, Dunsterborough Castle Golf Club, which the video of that is going to be coming out this week, on the 13th hole, I was coming off the tee and found a ring.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. A gentleman's ring in the ground. I mean, it could be from the Roman times. Who knows? Okay. But it was a ring. Okay. Yeah. So after the round of golf, I was meaning, I need to hand that ring in. Totally forgot.
Okay. Theft.
Totally forgot. Right. Got home, got in my pocket. I was like, oh, but he had that ring. So I spoke to the owner, Stu, and said, listen, I found this ring, sent him some pictures. He said, okay, post it to me. So 3 weeks later, typical Rick Shields, I got around to posting it. Mm-hmm. Went to the post office today, Matt. Okay. Went to the post office today. Got one of the little jiffy bags with the bubbles inside. Yeah. Popped the ring in. Okay. Here in the UK, it's annoying where sometimes you've got to buy the bloody envelope before you then post it and all this jazz, right? So as I was in the queue, it was quite a big queue, put the ring in the envelope, folded it up, and I needed a pen to write the address down on, okay? On the shelf, there was pens for sale. I took one, took the lid off, wrote the address down, put the lid back on, put it back on the shelf, continued to pay for the packaging and the postage. What do you think?
Correct.
I'll give it back. Yeah, I think it's fine.
Picture the scene. Little Timmy saved up 10 weeks pocket money to buy his pen. I was like, Mum, I'm going to buy that pen. Well, Timmy, I'm not.
Is this
he's got a hard life.
Is this? Did you call him Stuart before the builder?
Yeah, they got similar. It's his nephew, little Timmy. His mum's got a lot of money. She's a lovely woman, salt of the earth. She works as a dinner lady and as a cleaner. Got 3 or 4 jobs. He saved up 10 weeks of this pen. He goes in to buy this pen.
Bloody hell.
He buys the pen. Takes it home. Runs out straight away. Because everyone who goes to that news agent's, that post office, is the same trick as Rick Shields.
He was very unlucky then, because there was lots of pens. If he's picked
he's up, unlucky in life.
if the only one pen that was used by every customer. Anyway.
That's the story. Is it thieving to go to a golf club? I want to hear people's opinions in the comments on the YouTube video as well. So let us know. Do you think it's thieving? But do you, Rick, think it's thieving to go to a putting green, chipping green, put chip, and not pay a green fee or be a member?
Oh, God, it's a tough one. This is my advice.
Hey, don't get caught.
Yeah, I was going to say, go, just don't get caught.
What about playing holes then? Where do you draw the line? Whoa, 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 whoa. Have you ever done that? Have you bunked onto a golf course?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
Quite a few times.
Sorry. Not for a long time.
Pretty much every time we film.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I think, oh God, it's hard, isn't it? I do think it's so much more accessible in America, like you're saying. I've been to loads of different golf courses in America. It feels more like open, like yeah. Everything's kind of public. Certainly a public.
You know
golf
what
courses.
I would say? I think it's weirdly okay a hotel course. Because if you're at, like, I'll use Marriott Worsley Park, and I'm not 1 second condoning this, but if you were there on a business meeting and you're in the cafe, in the restaurant, and you're spending money, you're having coffee, you're having food, and you go, I'm actually going to put her in the car, I'm going to hit a few putts. I don't think anyone would really mind.
No.
They'd be like, oh yeah, I'm here on a meeting. But if you went to a kind of a small private members golf club with like an entry key code and you went in and started putting a chip in, you get shot.
Whoa. Jeez. Yeah.
So anyway, maybe we'll let the audience decide.
Yeah, I can't talk. I don't want to be the
yeah, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair. I would like to finish now.
I feel like all my words are mixed into one. I've got one more.
Okay.
Okay. I've lost it now.
I've got a quick one then for you. I found that one from Jack Egan. Do forgiving golf clubs only help those with slower clubhead speeds?
No, I wouldn't say so.
I wouldn't say so either.
People who miss the middle of the club face as well.
Me and you.
Alexander Larby. Okay.
Yep.
At this time of year, does anybody else count down the days to Augusta?
No.
154.
It's actually.
For those people... For those people wondering, 154 days.
It is exciting though, isn't it? Knowing that the new golf season is approaching.
Is it though?
It's not getting further away, is
it? Well, the clocks have just gone the wrong way.
Yeah, but it's still getting closer. Technically, it's getting closer.
Well, technically every day, yes.
Yeah.
But it's...
You know, I sometimes think...
a long way.
This is really, really off topic, right? It sounds a bit grim. It was just following the right. Every day you're close to your death, right? Just admittedly, you
oh
do.
God,
no, listen. Just listen, right? Okay, because you have to, because time makes us closer, right?
Okay.
But say if somebody was like really obese and really unhealthy, okay, ate rubbish, drank alcohol, smoked, really out of shape, okay, but then they started actually dieting and being really healthy, does their death then become further away because of the prolonging the life? You with me? So even though in theory the day every day is coming one day closer, are they each day of having healthier pushing that back a further day? So let's just say you were really obese, you smoked like a chimney, okay, and your death was predicted, if we could do this, at 2040, right? So okay, 16 years away. Then obviously every day that 16 years gets closer. But because you're now being healthier, is it going to go from like 2040 to 2042, to then 2048, to then 2050, to then 2060 because you've been healthy?
I get what you mean.
So is it getting closer or further away? I've thought this a lot of times in bed when I'm going to sleep.
Really? But you're not...
I don't know what me, just in general. Just is it... What would you say?
The thing is, with life... Okay.
There we go. It's just like we've had a few drinks. Think,
life... Any day you could get hit by a bus.
But, yeah, you could. But in that instance, though, if it was a scientific experiment, is that person's death getting closer or further away?
Further away. You presume. Well, they've brought it closer.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to push it back.
But does it go back or does it still go?
No, it never goes back.
But what if they've been healthier? It's going from 20.
It's not going to go back, though, is it? The lung damage has already been done.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, but the lung damage has been done.
Yeah, but the heart...
It can't recover itself.
The heart could get healthier.
Well, yeah, but then other things are not going to...
What do you think, Matt? You're quite into fitness.
No.
On average, they've already spent a lot, haven't they? They've just got there quicker.
What's that mean?
Right, so you're saying he's now trying to, he's not extending his life. They are saying they're extending their life.
Yeah.
Right, but they've already shortened it, so they've just got to the point quicker.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd like to hear a comment if anyone knows.
I don't think they're not extending it, are they? Because they've already done damage. Right?
I don't know.
They've done the damage.
Yeah.
You know what?
The damage is done.
Okay.
I say unfortunately, Matt.
No, unfortunately for Guy.
The damage is
good
done.
For you, unfortunate for Guy.
I don't want the person to die. Anyway, this is getting very off topic. Great. Yeah, I think that is it, actually. Great.
It's going to play some soccer ball.
Five aside tonight. I'm so bad at football.
I've got some new boots,
some Puma Kings. Very.
Matt's currently, right now, got wearing his boots.
I've had my boots on since 12 o'clock, breaking them in.
Matt, stick them in front of the main camera. Just your boots.
Come put your leg up on the table. Come on. Put your leg on, there's that stretching.
Keep yourself hidden, but just show your boots.
Lie on the floor and put your boots on the...
Yeah. I'll put a picture in.
No, lie on the floor under the camera and put your legs on the table. These are people who normally listen to the podcast will come and watch it now to see your boots. So Matt's just took his headset off. He's crawling under the camera. Oh my God. Come on, put your boots on the table. Come on. I want to see him. I want to see him. Oh, no, they're not tall enough. Get up higher.
They'll be on the camera though.
Will they?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
I've got green socks.
I'll tell you what, the spikes of them have...
Spikes?
Wrecked. Have you seen them?
Studs.
Studs are wrecked.
No. Brand new.
I know, but you've been in the office with them all day. Right.
Why have you got them on, by the way?
Wear them in.
Don't know. Break them in. That's what footballers do.
It's like a cricket bat. Right, guys. Thanks, everybody, for listening, watching, subscribing, liking, commenting, reviewing, doing everything that you do. Genuinely.
Not paying.
Genuinely. And I'm not... This does sound like the end of a heavy session. It's made me very emotional reading your reviews this week, so thank you, everyone. In a good way. Emotional in a good way. Right, on that note, bye.
See ya.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.